The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, there is a saying that goes something like, pick up any corner and the whole universe is there. And what this means is that if you really look at any little place, you'll find everything you need. It's kind of the implications of this. And what I like about this saying is it points to the idea that two things. One is the importance, the possibility of really learning and discovering and waking up anywhere at all. And then the second thing is that it helps us to understand how easily we dismiss all kinds of corners of the universe. This one doesn't count. This is not where it's really happening. I remember seeing some years ago a photograph of a two-story building, and there were steps outside. There were a set of steps going outside, and there was an escalator going up the steps. Also going, you know, you can take either to walk up or take the escalator up. And on the second floor, there was a gym. And on the escalator was a person with a gym bag. And, you know, maybe he had trouble with steps or something, I don't know. But, you know, he's going to go, you know, take the escalator to go up and get the exercise. You know, what about the steps? So kind of a little dismissing of, you know, right there, you know, this going up the steps was the possibility of something, right? So what do you dismiss? What do you not think is important enough to really warrant giving your attention to? I think is a very interesting question. What kind of things do you do because you don't think they're important and you rush through them to get to the important things? You know, so, I mean, I remember many years ago when we used to be in Palo Alto, I noticed once that I was driving to our sitting group, Monday night sitting group, and I was rushing so I can get there to tell people to be calm. You know, so like, you know, somehow the driving there and the focus on being relaxed and present somehow didn't carry enough weight, because I had to get someplace important and get there on time or whatever. Or doing your dishes or doing your laundry. Or what do you do with your clothes? When you take off your clothes to go to bed, what do you do with your clothes? You know, do you treat them as if this is really important? Like here, right here is where the opportunity of awakening, the whole universe is right there in how you treat those clothes as you put them. Or you just kind of drop them on the floor. You know, and like in the morning, kind of like I'll deal with them in the morning, or you know, so I can go on and on, right? So, what are the corners of the universe that you live in that you don't see as being important, that you kind of rush over, do quickly, do in such a way to get them over with, so you can get onto the real stuff? You know, some of you are Dharma practitioners, and so you have really important Dharma work to do. You have meditation to do, you have Dharma books to read, and there's all this great wisdom you can acquire by reading a lot of books. And so you come home and you can't wait to get, you've got a new book maybe, and you can't wait to, you know, really discover the truth and the depth of reality and get to that book. And so, you know, you just kind of like grab some, you know, you're hungry, you grab some granola, you scarf it down, you throw your dirty plate into the sink with the other pile of dirty dishes, and you know, and you do all kinds of, you know, kind of like do all these things, mindless things, so you can have time to get, sit down, finally now I can be in communion with the truth. You know, really, and now you can be really wise because the book is wise, so you kind of share, you recognize it and you share it and you feel so good, right? Wow, this is so good, this Dharma is so good. But you know, how about if you lift up the corner of opening your front door and going and getting your food and preparing your food and putting the plate down and really being there with the plate, isn't there Dharma there? What's the Dharma of that? The whole universe is right there. So what's available in that moment? So one of the things that's available when you lift up any corner at all is you, because you're there. And in a certain kind of way, that's half the picture. There's you and the world, right? And from your point of view, not from the rest of us, but but from your own point of view, you know, you're half the picture of what's going on. And so because how you meet the world, how you relate to it, what you learn from the world, what you learn about yourself. So anything that you do is an opportunity to understand yourself, to rectify yourself, to bring forth something inside of you which is aligned with your highest values, is aligned with waking up, it's aligned with, you know, something that's more meaningful. So rather than waiting to get to the good Dharma book to be aligned with the truth, what is it like to be aligned with the truth as you sit down to have your meal and just sit there and, you know, and just be with the food and really give yourself over to that corner, as opposed to sit down with the granola and get your mail and check your email and, you know, do all, you know, and eat mindlessly. There's no Dharma in eating mindlessly. So you overlook the possibility of the Dharma right there, but to stop and what's every corner. Anyway, so one of the things we learn is we learn about ourselves. And so if we stop long enough to really learn this half of the universe about your attitude, your beliefs, your impatience, your attachments, your fears, your resentments, your relationship to the world around you, all this stuff is here in any corner that you pick up, any small thing that you do. Even opening the door to your house to go in. Thomas Merton, who was a great Catholic monastic, spent years as a monk, was a monk till he died. And he was asked once, in all your years of monastic life, what did you learn? So that's, you know, that's going to get your attention. He's going to, you know, what did you learn? And this is going to be profound and useful and something you want to listen to this, because maybe, you know. And he said, I learned to open and close doors. I think that's great, because of how much people don't know how to open and close doors. I mean, you all know how to do it, right? But to really be there for the experience and really see that if you lift this corner up of the door, the whole universe is right there. To stop and really be there. And half of the, as I said, the equation is yourself. Are you really there in a peaceful way? Are you really there in a grounded way? Are you really there as if, you know, you're allowing the world to show itself to you in that moment? Or are you, do you have an agenda? Are you on some fast track? Are you impatient? Are you kind of looking ahead into the future to the important things you have to do, to that Dharma book? The Dharma of opening and closing, but to really be there for that, it can be transformative. And then, you know, the other half of the equation is the world. And so maybe there's a lot to discover in something as simple as opening and closing the door. Maybe there's discovering something about the world of impermanence, or something about the world of unsatisfactoriness, or something about the world of satisfactoriness, something about your connection to the world, and you know how the world's connected to you. So there is an infinite number of corners that you come across as you go through your day. And if you just took 10% or 1% of those corners you run into, and really stopped and really there for that, and really willing to see the Dharma's there, not in the Dharma. It's possible that those great Dharma books you read, there's actually no Dharma in them. It's actually, Dharma books never have Dharma talks. They never have Dharma books in them. And Dharma talks as well. They have no Dharma whatsoever. You know, and you're almost wasting your time listening. Or to say it differently, the Dharma of the Dharma talk is not found in the talk, but is found in your relationship to the talk, in your listening, your presence, how you bring yourself forward. the Dharma is always found in you. It's not found outside of you. And so if you're looking for the Dharma book to be it, rather than if you don't know it's here, then you're going to also miss a lot of things. But if you know it's here, then you know even picking up the glass of water, the Dharma is here. So how do you pick up the glass of water? How are you present for that, Leo? So this is the Dharma of ordinary things, the Dharma of ordinary activities. And if you could take all these little corners of the universe you run into throughout the day and take a small percentage of them and really, you know, and continuously, regularly throughout the day, let yourself connect to that in a way that really felt dharmic. You really discover the Dharma right there. You could very quickly and easily live a life that is as easily as rich and valuable as living on retreat or being a monastic who's supposedly living in the Dharma all the time. It doesn't take that much to begin having the momentum of the Dharma practice begin to take hold and move you and change you for the better. And so I would just, you know, lift the corners. When you lift the universe, the corner of the universe, lift it carefully, lift it attentively, whatever you do. And see what's there for you if you really stop or give yourself fully to that one thing. Okay? Thank you.